Amazing Grace.
Kiss my dick.
This is Phone Freaks.
They're like, you better earn these sprinkles.
These jokes. Like, glad I'm not messing up my smile for you.
We're joined by Essence Willis, comedian extraordinaire in studio. Welcome, Essence.
I like the sound of that.
Thank you for coming in to hang with Mams and CJ. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Damn it. Here I go. I'm doing the ums again. What is happening to me? It's like my brain gets fried and then I can't think straight.
You're just so taken back by her beauty. That exactly. All of the blood Thank isn't you. In your brain. It's just not functioning properly. I get it. You're just used to seeing me all the time. We finally get a female in
I'm
the
all
studio.
Disrupted.
You're like, oh my gosh, her eyes, they're looking at me.
That's right. The only other females that we've had in studio were all adult performers. Mm-hmm. All the other females were on some type of Zoom style video chat, and yeah. I didn't get to see them.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I see.
Oh, they was into some freaky stuff.
Oh, I'm in a huge dry spell, dealing with divorce. So you know. I need to get that rubber band and snap myself.
See, into some freaky stuff.
Exactly. I see you.
Excuse me.
So you were saying that you moved to LA from Houston?
West Texas.
I'm not familiar. I don't know Texas as well as my brain thinks it does. Is that where Austin is?
I'm from about 6 hours from Austin.
Oh my gosh.
So not Austin at all.
No. It's more of like a country. It's like the countryest city you will ever see in Texas. Like, it used to be like a small town, but then it started growing. So now it's like becoming more of a city, but it still was like in the country, like.
It borders New Mexico, kind of?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Okay. That is the next state over.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. At least remember a little bit of the map.
Yeah.
Is it called Tyler?
No, that's like 8 hours from
here. Even worse.
It's called Lubbock.
Lubbock.
Texas Tech.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I know Lubbock. I was like, wait a minute. I know Lubbock, Texas.
Everybody knows Lubbock.
In football.
Or Buddy Holly.
What brings you out to LA?
Because I want to change the fact that you don't know where Lubbock is.
That's just your soul mission.
Yeah.
Help put Lubbock on the map.
But I came here the first time to go to theater school. So I went to theater school, graduated, and then the pandemic happened. So I went home during the pandemic and I just made my way back.
Oh, welcome back.
Thank you.
That's great that you came back. I feel like a lot of the people that left because of COVID were just like, yeah, I'm not going back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it was the perfect excuse for people that couldn't make it to be like, it wasn't my fault. It
exactly.
was the pandemic. It's not that I failed.
Exactly.
I wanted to be closer to family. That's why I moved back in with mom and dad.
In their basement.
I was dating this gorgeous male model at the beginning of the pandemic, and he moved back in with his parents, and then he was trying to convince me to like go and stay with him, and I was like, at your mama's?
Right.
I can't do that.
But she'll make you pancakes. You're like, but Jason's mom. She hears you banging and then brings some breakfast.
Yeah.
Orange juice and eggs.
Great. Now she kills me.
So waking up, what are you doing?
I'm talking to you.
Oh.
Tell me about you.
What do you want to know? My dick size, 8.5 cut, biracial, hairy crotch, nice ass.
Hair
nice
crotch.
Lips. And you?
I'm 29.
You're 29?
Yeah.
Wait, wait.
Yeah.
You oh, no.
It's like 29 inches.
You're too young for me.
Oh, how old are you?
I told you.
I didn't hear what? His age, did you?
Mm-mm. You didn't tell me how old you are.
I'm 35.
No, you're not.
Why is 29 too young?
No. I prefer guys 40 and over.
Mm-mm.
I'm like 20.
What make you think he high?
Huh? What?
I said, what make you think he high?
I didn't say he was hot.
I said
I like older guys. I like older men. He said, I think he's too young. I like 40 and over.
You sound like you said I like him high. Or he sound high. I was like,
oh, no.
High. My bad. Mm-mm.
Okay, you did.
I like them when they're high.
You did. I say too young for me.
Well, it don't matter. Just
don't jump in my seat. There you go. I pulled you out the dark. It's not about you. It's not about you. I say he was too young for me. You can have
him. You said sometimes you're going to repeat yourself.
But don't jump on my story. You know what the fuck you're talking about, though. See, don't interrupt me like that. I'm not. I'm a cool ass.
That's it. I'm going to another room. I can't take this cray cray bitch.
Have you ever been with somebody that has a bejazzled vagina?
No, but I do know what vajazzled is. Which of your friends has put some stick-on gemstones down there?
I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I think that I could point a couple out and be like, I bet she has.
Do you think Ava has?
Sure.
I know one of your friends or ex-friends that very likely has.
Okay.
Her name is like a certain show that you watch.
Okay, yeah. I would guess that she would have. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever known anybody that had a vaginal piercing.
Not even piercing?
I mean, that's pretty hardcore if you're going to pierce your clit or your lip.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you know someone that has a clit piercing?
Yeah, a stripper that I went to college with.
It does make it easy for the guys to find.
There's literally a piercing through it.
It's an X. X marks the spot.
Do you see it? Can you feel it? That's where it is.
What am I searching for? Ow. Something bit me. Have you ever been with a man that was pejazzled?
Yeah, there was a chef that I hooked up with that had a dick piercing. But it was like at the bottom anyways.
He had a piercing on his base?
Yeah.
Was it to stimulate the, like, was it at the top of the base?
Uh-uh.
Like it was a sex toy?
No, it was like
On the underneath?
Yeah, it was like on the skin that's like right between his dick and balls.
What the fuck? What? Well, for why?
I don't know. I never asked. I just know that it was there. And then I dated an MMA fighter that had a tattoo on his dick.
Does that count as pajazzled?
So apparently it was supposed to be a spider, but it looked like, you know, that arcade little purple, I don't know what emoji that is.
Space Invaders.
Okay. Do you know which one I'm talking mm-hmm. about? That's what it looked like. But he goes, no, it's a spider. I was like, I don't know. Kind of looks like that.
Ugh. It would be interesting, though, if somebody got a tattoo that changed from one thing into another as it grew. Mm. That would be funny. So, like, collapse, it's just this little dwarf from Snow White. And then when it stretches out, it's like He-Man or something.
It's like a lumberjack.
That'd be funny.
Like a little giraffe. Where, like, his head stretches. It just his looks neck. Like
it's a horse, and then you get hard, and it's a giraffe.
Oh, so there was this thing that I used to do as a kid where I used to take a rubber band and stretch it over like a stack of books and then write like who I liked on it. But I would write it really tall mm-hmm. and thin. So then when it would stretch back, it would just look like a barcode. And you wouldn't know what it said unless you stretched it really big. So the artist would just have to know.
You have to know where your stretch comes from in your mm-hmm. erection. So be like, okay, hold on. Flaccid, all the way flaccid.
Yeah.
Okay, now start stroking it. Start mm-hmm. stroking it and just watch like, oh, well, you have much more growth at this part of your
yeah.
of your dick.
Yep.
It would be cool.
There's got to be somebody that's done it. Google it.
I'll try looking it up.
Don't you have anything else better to talk about?
What's your favorite part about doing theater?
The applause.
All right. So then that's how you got into stand-up.
Yes. The theater school I actually went to, it's called Theater of Arts. It's the longest running conservatory theater school in Hollywood. My stand-up teacher, who's now our school director, his name's David Connolly. He's an amazing guy, funny guy from England. And he teaches a stand-up class there. So I took the stand-up class, and the very first time I ever did stand-up, I performed at the Comedy Store.
Oh, hell yeah. That's my favorite venue in LA.
Mine too. I love it so much.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the history or if it's just the energy, because it's definitely the most raucous of the place. Yeah. Like it feels the grimiest and punk rock. And
yeah, it has that vibe. It has that vibe. But yeah, so I took the stand-up class, did stand-up, and I've just been doing it since. Like even when I went home during the pandemic, because Texas was not shut down during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. All of the other states.
They were like, it's not real.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you can fly in because those pussies in the other states won't let you on the plane, but drive here. We're open.
Yeah, Greg Abbott was definitely like, these are my people. They're free to catch COVID whenever they want. But I did a lot of stand-up in Texas. I went to like Houston, Austin areas, and then I was just like, you know, like stand-ups, it's cool there, but like here it's like people appreciate it more. So I was like, you know what, I gotta go back to LA.
Do they not have a 2-drink minimum over there?
No.
So you're like telling drinks to sober people?
Yeah.
You're telling drinks to sober people. All right. How many drinks have you had? Right. Well. Can I get some jokes with those drinks?
No.
At least, like, if you're gonna make me buy 2 drinks, make me laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. lick somebody's asshole. Oh God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Oh God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole.
All right, strap in. Here we go.
Strap on.
Kiss my dick. It's better than eat.
Hate. Hey, I would rather somebody say eat my dick than kiss my dick.
Have you ever had anybody do some crazy dirty talk?
Yeah. I like dirty talk, though. I just like to get straight to it.
You're like, don't tell me what you're going to do to me. Show me.
Just do it. Yeah. Like, be freaky, but just be freaky.
Actions speak louder. Don't let me think about it, right?
Yeah.
It's terrible when someone tells you they're going to do something that you've never done, and you're like, now I don't know. Now I've got the thought in my head. Right. Just start down the road and I'll tell you to stop if I don't like what you're doing.
Exactly. See where this ends up.
Y'all gonna get in trouble.
Shut the dick and shut up, bitch.
What?
You shut up, bitch. You should enjoy that enough. Have a nice day. Amazing Grace.
Hell yeah.
Well, he has a beautiful voice.
Yeah. He must definitely like what he's hearing.
He's trying to shame him with the Lord.
It's over, baby.
I think I could still come to this. He has a beautiful voice.
That's all right. Keep sucking that dick.
Yeah.
Imagine when it's time to come. Just hitting the high note.
Yeah. Start singing with him.
Definitely add some dramatic to it.
Would you, if you saw an audition for...
I know what he's going to say.
Well, because she was doing theater school.
You and I spend too much time together. This is why I know what you're about to ask her.
For a stage version, a black box version of these phone calls...
In an audition?
Uh-huh. Would you be okay going in and reading sides?
I think I would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, anything to get that back.
Right.
Is it paid? Yes.
Yeah, paid.
I'm down.
Is it going to get me in the SAG?
No, because it's a theater. It's a stage play.
True.
But you get paid.
Yeah.
I'd do it, I think.
Let's see how you feel in an hour. Because I guess I have like a stretch goal. Since we have every group is essentially represented on the show, I want to apply for grants for off-Broadway plays and be like, which groups do you give money to? Yeah. And then just carve out some of the stuff and yep, here's what we've got. All these people hanging out together, calling in, talking to each other. And it would just be like the spotlight on the one guy and then the spotlight on one of the girls and just everybody's talking whatever nonsense. And there would be the thing where everyone's cross-talking. It's just, oh yeah, fuck. Oh, suck my dick. I think it would be so wild for the actors to be doing it, but sincerely.
I feel like it definitely turned into a comedy. it'd be a comedy for sure.
You don't think they'd be able to not be funny with it, huh?
It's got to be comedy.
Everyone's laughing. You're like, this is a drama. Why? It wasn't supposed to be funny. And like,
was my Oscar moment.
Tony moment. Theater.
Okay. Sorry.
But then maybe they could make a film adaptation of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there's grants for that, too.
Today's word is...
August. May, June, July, September. She skipped August.
Hello. Hello. Today, April, then got May, June, July, August, September.
Do you think that penis November, tattoo December, that transforms on erection is a good Google 8 search
months of Christmas
thing?
Yeah.
Christmas.
Oh, shit.
What do they 8 have?
Months of Christmas.
The first result is jingle penis bell, tattoo gives bell, guy permanent bell, erection.
I don't believe that. Is it just the fact of him knowing that it's there just like makes him hard all the time?
No, he did, maybe it's scar tissue. He did the hand tap.
The stick and poke?
Yeah. He probably did it on the underneath. I bet you the chef pierced by the balls to give him some kind of increase in blood flow. You said he had a big painful dick, right?
Yeah. I don't understand. So this caller
Christmas in 8 months
recited all of the months in the calendar and then got to December and started singing Christmas songs?
How are you doing, Cindy?
I don't know. She's just counting down the time until Christmas.
She's like 8 months, and then I get to rock around the Christmas tree.
I don't know. All this stuff is. It was a guy in prison. He got a tattoo in prison and had a hard on for 5 days.
That's not permanent.
Yeah,
I would say that that's like long lasting.
I don't know. I don't know when, hopefully this month or next month, I got to go see them.
Get a penis tattoo. It has to be done when you're soft.
Yeah.
But the guy, the tattoo artist can sketch on it when it's erect and then let it go soft.
30, 80,
I was told by the guy, because I asked, you got a tattoo on your dick. Obviously, you want somebody to ask about it.
What if he had a shirt that says, I've got a tattoo on my dick. Ask me how.
Should I get that shirt for him?
What if that was mandatory? Like, when you do something that wild, it's just... One day a month, you have to wear a shirt that says, I did this dumb thing that nobody can see, but I need to expose it so that everyone else can find out either the benefits or the downfalls to doing it.
Yeah.
I chose to fucking fork my tongue like a lizard. Ask me how.
Oh, he also has one of those. So now I have to get him 2 shirts.
It sounds like he may have made enough bad decisions in his life that he can have a wardrobe provided by his requirements.
Yeah.
Does he have 30 of them?
Probably. Again, he's an MMA fighter.
So he's been hitting the head a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he have anger issues?
No. He's one of the sweetest guys. He calls when you go out to dinner with him, he'll call all the servers dear, unless it's a guy. Then he calls him boss. But
the boss seems passive aggressive. He was in Philly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and it's a term in Philly, boss and chief, and it's not. They don't normally mean it as a bad thing, but it definitely comes across as a bad thing.
Oh, if I call a guy chief, I'm being the most passive aggressive that I can be.
Thank you, chief.
Mm-hmm. You got it, chief.
Yeah, but your tone is obvious that you're being passive aggressive.
No, I don't. I'll
chief.
Text it. It'll be in a text.
Well, if they're lucky enough to have you texting them and then you're calling them chief, it's probably when they're about to be left on read.
Right, okay, you know, yeah. It's like expecting a small wiener, and he pulls it out, and he's fucking gigantic, and you're like, oh shit, you know? Pulls it out, and he's fucking gigantic. Fucking gigantic.
So I want to know why it's okay where I'm at, but it's not okay there, you know?
In a different state is what you're trying to say. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
In different states or whatever. I don't know.
I don't know.
Do I think it should be all be legalized and people can live happy without pills?
She sounds absolutely like she down to 40.
I just have something that
down to 40 what?
A 40, a beer.
Oh, down.
Like she's just drunk a 40 real fast.
She's just playing Edward 40 hands.
I've done basically everything.
I mean, when I played Edward 40 hands, that was an all night thing.
Oh my God. Oh, it's so gross when it gets warm.
What am I going to do? I'm only so big.
But the whole point of it is like they give you the ice cold beers and you have to choose. Do I just get shit faced and get the beers off of me, but at least it tasted good while I drank it? Or do I let it warm up to my hands and then you're drinking like piss?
And then
well, no, here's the hard part is once you start drinking the one, and you have to go to the bathroom, your hands are still duct taped to beer. And they're both open. So it's not even like you can like use like something that... So first you have to plan your outfit around this. And then you have to like either be the best woman in the group. And you're like, I will finish mine. And then I'll have a free hand. And then I have to help everybody wipe.
This is not how guys play Edward 40 hands.
Tell us. I'm interested.
No, you just fucking drink. It's like, all right, I guess I'm blacking out. Ugh. One done. Because then you also get into, if you do it with like the wrong crowd, like the punk rock crowd, you drink it so you can smash somebody with it.
What? That's the glass. And then you're only cutting up your own hand.
You never hung out with dumb guys. This is like skateboard crew, punk rock. You know, yeah. They mosh pit for fun.
Yeah, I mean, college guys, but at least they were in college. So.
They had a little smarts.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, these are people that hit each other in the head with skateboards for fun.
Yeah, no, I've not.
What do you want to do today? Give each other concussions? Let's give each other concussions.
I don't know. I haven't broken my ankle in a minute. Let's jump 12 stories of stairs. I'm going to ride the railing over in Culver City.
Have you ever played Edward 40 Hands?
I have not.
Oh.
Do you know the game?
Not really.
Okay. You know, but you know what a 40 is, yeah. Obviously.
So you duct tape two 40s to your hands. And then you can't take it off until you finish it. So then you're basically double fisting it until they're gone.
I mean, I kind of got that from what y'all were saying, but I'm like, anyone?
Yeah, no,
too
for
sure.
Real. Yeah. And it's duct taped on, and you're like, you can't chew it off.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It's an experience.
Next, I'm doing that at the next spades game. They're going to be like, we thought we came here to play spades. Yeah, we introducing something new.
Do this all around instead of hiding behind the curtain. Yeah. Why don't they just legalize it then?
Next time I play, No underwear, sundress.
Simple.
I told you I had a bad...
It's really hard to find 40s now, though. They only do, like, the 28-ouncers.
Tranquilizer is my weed.
But, I mean, 28-ounce.
Oh, man.
It's still hefty.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're saying I could wear underwear next time?
No. Definitely don't wear underwear. Everybody wins if you don't wear underwear.
I'm gonna die, man.
Okay, I'm the voice is telling you. If they can legalize this shit,
which
why
shit?
Not do it?
I know.
Well, someone's gaining some money or some shit out of it.
I don't know. Mushrooms?
I don't think so. She's saying that they don't have to take pills.
It ain't shit. No.
So I think it's some kind of illegal drug.
No good. Pills are no good. Pills are a man-made product. Yeah. Man-made product.
Kind of sounds like she's arguing towards mushrooms.
Deteriorates the body, deteriorates the system.
Does she just mean straight dope? She's like, just give them pure heroin.
The purest.
That's from the flower.
Pills are really terrible. Do not take pills. So what do you get? I don't know. If I was the fucking president, I'd say, hey, man, back the fuck off. Back the fuck off.
Poster lady for female president. If I was the president.
That's her slogan. Back the fuck off.
That's what her poster says.
Yeah. I'd vote for her.
You're like, well, it's better than the other options.
Wait, drunk crazy lady or Trump? Drunk crazy lady, please.
Yeah.
Felch me. Felch me, baby. Felch me. Felch me, baby.
Felch me. Felch me, baby. Felch me, baby. Felch me, baby.
Are you doing a lot of open mics?
So far, I've actually been doing shows since I came
back. Oh, hell yeah. That's great.
Yeah. I did a show at the House of Blues in Anaheim a few weeks ago. I just had a show at, they call it, theater night. Nope. Stand-up night at the arena. It's something our school does. I did that show. And, I actually have a show coming up in Downey on the 3rd.
Oh, very cool. I think the best part about performers finding their way to stand up is the fact that you can make your own material. You're in charge of whether or not you get stage time.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love that. It's like, and it's your story. So it's like, you can't fuck it up.
So do you do a lot of self-referential? Like you talk about your life?
I do. I talk about my life, my family, like basically me. I do. Now that you said that, like, it's the first time I really just thought about it. Like,
yeah. No, I mean, that's those are my favorite comedians because they're talking about something that only they know.
Mm-hmm.
And you find experiences that even if someone can't relate directly, like everybody's been through some type of experience that equates, and watching somebody share it,
mm-hmm.
it's more engaging and honest.
It's funnier. I always find they say like, the truth is funny. So mm-hmm. like, you know, you can only tell your truth. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, everyone tries to be so clever. It's like, why?
Yeah.
It's life is absurd as it is.
Like they'll get it. Just tell the joke.
And like, if you're making fun of yourself and people are laughing with you, that's, I feel like almost more pure than if you like find somebody sitting in the front row and then you make a joke about them. Like, they're just trying to laugh.
Yeah, they're just coming out to help pay your bills, and now you're shitting on them.
Yeah, and it's like, like ruins that guy's night. Now he has to like try to flip it around in his head, being like, "No, I was part of the show. I was part of art. Like, and I had a good night."
Somehow in crowd work, they're always trying to point, like they're trying to cock block somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, you're here on a date, right? Does she know about your wife? And you're like, shut the fuck, shut up.
Oh,
it's not, they're like, that's not even funny though, because, you know, you're being accused of cheating in front of all these people.
Yeah.
It happened to me one time. Chelsea Handler called me out. She was like, how many times did you cheat on your girlfriend? And I was like, son of a bitch. All I did was tell you the sandwich was $20 because I ate there yesterday. I wasn't trying to heckle you. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's what you get for being tall and white. She's like, cheater.
Yeah. But
I can read it all over you. You are a cheater.
The only good thing about it was that, I mean, it was super embarrassing, but whatever. I can get over that shit. But when our table finally got up to leave, because it was a big group of people from Philly, I think there were like 6 or 7 of us. She was still back where the comedians are at in the OR. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, that sucks. They were laughing. Like that group was the only group laughing at everything. And now they're leaving. Because that's the only thing that I don't like about a lot of the comedy in LA is that the people are too cool to laugh.
Yeah. Like, didn't you come to a comedy show?
Yeah, you came here to laugh.
Came here to laugh. Like, what?
Yeah, but they want you to, like, earn it. Yeah. Like, I'm not handing out laughs for free.
I'm not going to fuck up my Botox just to make you feel good.
Yeah. They're like, you better earn these wrinkles. These jokes.
Like, what? I'm not messing up my smile for you. This lipstick was hard to put on. So y'all should follow me because I'm crazy funny, okay? And if you're looking for a laugh, you're definitely gonna get one. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram at EssenceWillis01.
Beautiful day out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you haven't been outside yet? Gotta get out. It's beautiful.
I don't go outside.
Why not? Ooh, that was a nice ass car. How come you don't go outside?
I don't like it.
Do you think they have the disease where their skin is like paper thin and they boil their blood if they go in the sun?
No.
They sound like it.
I mean, it's unhealthy to just stay inside all the time.
No, it's not.
Remember that movie Powder? That was about me.
You know, we're of nature.
I watched Cocaine Bear the other day.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to pause this. So we've talked so much about this movie.
Really?
But never saw it. Really? And I know right now it's streaming on Peacock. You only watch like 3 minutes of commercials before. And then, but anyway. So how was it?
Yeah, we just like hypothesized about it and like theorized about it. And then we saw the ad for it and then we were like, meh.
The movie poster, epic. All I needed, don't show me anything else. Right. And then I saw the trailer and I was just like, oh, I'm out.
It was funny, I think.
Silly funny or like?
Stupid funny.
A little bit of both. there's a bit of both in there. Like it was, there's these kids and they come across the cocaine bear first. And it's like these kids are in the middle of the woods and they find the cocaine and they're like sniffing cocaine, not knowing.
Oh, come on.
It's cocaine.
Like kids, like children or kids like.
11.
Maybe like 18.
Like 10, 11.
I knew what cocaine was when I was 10. I didn't do it, but I knew what. I was sniffing sugar at the playgrounds. I must have saw Daddy Mams. No, I shouldn't say Daddy Mams. I must have seen my father doing cocaine to know. Like, that's got to be in there from when I, before my memories. For me to be like, watch this. It's not like I had Scarface playing on the TV at home.
I don't know. There was a kid that used to snort Nerds.
Oh, they're big.
Nerds. Yeah.
That's holy shit.
And he wouldn't crush them before. Like, he would just, like, line them up and then, like, take a straw and, like.
Oh.
And that was, like, his.
Okay. Oh, so fifth graders doing cocaine in the park.
But I think what made it funny is because, like, this bear was, like, addicted to the cocaine. Once it got like it ate a brick of cocaine,
a kilo of cocaine.
After that, it was just like everything was like, I gotta get cocaine. Like it was, I think that's what made it funny. I don't even know if they were trying to be funny. I just know that like that was some funny shit.
But and it was a lot of CGI, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the part where I was watching the CGI things and I was just like, I don't know that I can sit there for 90 minutes watching a CGI bear.
Yeah.
But would you say it's a worthwhile giggle fest?
I say get high and watch it.
Yeah. Oh. Smoke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get high and watch it first.
Cocaine or weed? Weed. What do I need to smoke?
Definitely weed. But I will say, if you do the cocaine, you will be feeling what the bear was feeling. So
be vibing. Me and the bears is like, holy shit, look at all that cocaine. How do I get to the park? Do you think there's still some left?
Where they filmed?
Your brain is just completely wrong about everything.
Where did they film this? It's got to be near here.
Why not?
No.
Why not? How can you not like the very thing that you're a part of?
Very.
So in essence, you're saying you don't like yourself as well.
Hey, because you don't like going outside?
Listen, why are you guys not at work, man? What's up?
What's up, man?
Because I'm not at work, man.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, mama.
Good morning.
I don't go outside.
Sleepy as shit, man. I've been here since 12 o'clock last night. I'm tired, man. Fuck this.
Damn.
That's a long ass. So much damn coffee.
I'm going to say mental illness.
You can only drink so much coffee before
you're done. Called you're afraid to leave the house.
Since 12 last night, man.
Agoraphobia.
Do you think he has that?
You better get some Gatorade and a lot of water.
I know.
Maybe. I mean, maybe he doesn't sound like he's bedridden from being morbidly obese. This definitely sounds on the skinny side. Unhealthily skinny.
Like, if he walks outside and the wind is blowing, he'll blow away.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have legs. Or he has a deformity and he doesn't like people staring at him. So he'd rather sit here with Darth Vader breathing on the phone.
Right.
Hello. Welcome to Good Burger. How can we help you?
Can I get a big fat dick to go?
All right, that paid off. I was like, I don't, what are we still here for?
Side of balls.
Can I get a big fat dick to go?
Like, sure.
Would you like to post to that? For here?
What was the CJ, when you worked at the drive through, what was the worst thing that somebody asked you for?
No, it was mostly just drunk people that really wanted their food because I worked overnights.
Oh, so they were just, I mean, if they were belligerent, it was just because they were starving.
Yeah.
They're like, I poisoned myself with too much alcohol. I need some food.
Yeah. And I worked like the hand them their food window.
Not the take the order window.
Yeah. I couldn't understand what anybody was saying. Yeah. I was like, you want what? The number what? And they're like, go to the next window. And I was like, okay, cool.
Just stand there and smile when you hand them their Happy Meal.
Uh-huh. They're like, you can count, right? Look at the screen. Look in the bag. Count. Hand it to them. Smile. Got it. I could do that.
Did you ever work in any fast food restaurants, Essence?
I did. My first job was McDonald's.
Am I the only one that didn't do a McDonald's?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a pretty common, like, oh yeah, first job, McDonald's.
Yeah.
I mean, McDonald's was not my first job.
I worked at like the hood McDonald's too. So
how long were you there for?
Like, I was there my junior and senior year of high school.
Oh, damn. You put in time.
Yeah.
I was only there 3 months.
Did you get like a mini scholarship for being there?
No.
Oh. No, I know that they pay for school. That.
Yeah, I know. Like, they have a whole college, don't they?
You're like, oh, my McDonald's didn't participate.
Yeah. We barely had employees.
How long were you in the, I used to call it the pit of hell, like making the actual burgers?
I never actually did it, but I did it a few times.
You helped out.
Yeah. But it was like the really simple stuff, like a McDouble or a McChicken, mm-hmm. lettuce and mayonnaise. And that's it.
Nice. I was there for a week and I was like, okay, I've mastered this. May I have a promotion now? And they're like, yeah, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know, something like, can I work the front counter? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then everybody else was like, what the hell? I've been here for 3 years. And they're like, yeah, but you never asked.
She proved that she's literate, sir. I don't She spoke up.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm good on this. I deserve a promotion.
I only burned my hand one time.
I only messed up a few orders. But.
See, they come in the room. I stop talking. They try to lie. You be done, damn, damn. You be done, damn, damn. Fucking loser, fucking lying niggas on here. No one wants to speak to a fucking liar. We kill liars. Real criminals in jail and prison kill liars. All of them.
They don't kill
life. They got to meet.
Nobody kills liars.
Right. I know one too many.
Yeah, too many people lie. If they were killing liars, they'd all be like, can we start this policy tomorrow?
2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019,
2020.
He can count.
Is he proving that he's not a liar?
Yeah,
he's like, look, I can count.
Come in a room and I start talking as soon as you enter, you fucking lying bitch. And now you get to fucking get slapped by me. And if you fight back, I get to kill you. That's the rules. Jail and prison.
Show me that rule.
You go to jail for 2 years.
In jail and prison.
Ship them off to prison for their next
okay.
Day
well,
fucking
how
five,
about
seven to
out
ten
in the
year
real
term.
World?
Fucking nigger. Fucking lying to me, bitch. Your life belongs to me. Nigger. Real life, nigger. Think this is a game, nigger. Always crying to me, blowing up the room because your feelings got hurt for real. Talking about the chat line ain't for real. You be really blowing up the room like a crying baby fucking bitch. I wasn't dreaming about that shit. Fucking motherfucker.
He's just on one.
Motherfucker. I made all of them cry to me. Mr. No cried to me. Randy cried to me.
I am so grateful.
David cried
that I don't need to call into the line and rip on strangers to make myself feel better about my life.
What's your name, Megan?
Dumb nigger.
I thought, nigger.
Shut
See how he doesn't have to ask me to shut up in room 11 and 12 in 2019.
Although I guess we're kind of doing that. Behind their back.
Yeah, not even to their faces. Not even to their ears.
5 years to a decade with the same fucking nigger. They bitch.
Get a job, you dumb nigger.
I mean, but also, the people that say dumb shit like this, we don't even have to say things against them.
No, they're already doing it.
Yeah.
They're just being dumb on their own.
2022.
So then it's just like, okay, I'll let you keep sounding stupid.
He missed 2020 when he started counting backwards.
Fucking retards with dementia or some shit. He can't remember when he fucking heard me in room 11 crying to him. Never.
I kind of want to get on this chat line.
712-432-LOAD. The load line.
Cunt. Cunt. I'm a cunt. It's funny.
I just didn't like, I couldn't deal with, like, dudes wearing mascara and at terms and, like pink leather.
Well,
shit,
that was
know.
Hair metal.
That's what pushed me to rap. I ain't with that. I don't care.
Wait a minute.
Like, who it is.
80s hair metal.
The hair bands pushed him to rap?
Yeah, whatever.
Hair metal. That was hair metal. That was Poison.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't. Was it me?
That was Poison and.
Motley Crue.
Fucking. You know, the.
White Snake.
Dude.
Rap.
Well, I grew up in the 80s, dude. I grew up in all that shit.
I bought cocaine in line with the bass player from Rat.
I used to go see that.
Oh, yeah?
Wait.
He was hanging out with Johnny Knoxville.
Oh. You bought it with him? Like you have these on all... a bag?
We had the same dealer. So we were all like, we were in line.
For the dealer?
Yeah.
What is this, a concession stand?
Yeah, and he was like, oh, hold on. Let Mavs come up first. I see him all the time. Coming up. He gets to cut the line.
The LA Police Department.
Was it because the guy from Rat is short, so he couldn't even see him?
He's so short. How did you know?
He's a musician.
And Johnny Knoxville is tall, so the two of them next to each other, it was really funny.
Michigan. He's a musician. The suburban.
You know.
Indiana.
Little musicians have little legs.
Mayberry. Is that where they always had the TV show?
I don't think so. I think that was in West Virginia.
I still remember one of my female friends. So not like not someone I was dating, but we were shooting the shit one time, and she was just like, "Oh my god, do you know how great it is to let a guitarist finger you?" Because they're so good with their fingers.
I hate Led Zeppelin.
It does kind of sound great.
They're an annoying band. The Doors.
I was like, "All right, if you say so." I don't know.
I still love the Doors.
I don't think I ever had a guitarist finger me. I did have a pianist finger me.
I listened to songs.
One in the same.
Yeah, not bad.
Did he hit all the right chords?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I wasn't like, that's my go-to.
Like, I've had other people finger me better.
Well, I live in the outskirts.
This is on the same level, right? I think the rapper was the best at eating me out. Which makes sense. You know that fast tongue?
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense.
Well, we love, you know, where Motown came from, fucking Detroit. So, you know, we got to read the
thing. What about Philly?
She's fucking buried here. Eminem, fucking. Everyone's from fucking Detroit. Dude.
Everyone.
Temptations. Uh-huh. That's what made all that shit.
Wait a minute. Eminem was doing Motown now?
Cokehead.
I was. Okay. I don't believe.
Do you have a favorite genre of music?
I don't. I like all music. I listen to country music.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. It's like country included?
Yeah.
I like country music.
I do too.
I feel like it's like adult nursery rhymes.
Definitely.
You know?
Oh, I don't know if that would play so well. If you're like, I'll listen to your adult nursery rhymes with you.
No, it is, because it's just like, they're little stories that rhyme.
Yeah.
But they're just like about like one subject. So you're like, okay, what is this one song about? What? Tell me.
And they teach you about life. If people would listen, they'd stop a lot of heartbreak for themselves.
Yeah.
Or they're talking about their heartbreak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like country. I couldn't really tell you any country singers or names of songs, but I've listened to a lot of it.
Remember to follow us on socials on Instagram at Phone Freaks Podcast, Facebook.com/Phone Freaks Podcast, and on TikTok, it's just Phone Freaks. Is that lame?
Shit, yeah. Oh.